That was Del Shannon with Runaway. We were just telling a story. Dave and I were down here in Greenville, Tennessee. We were just talking about old time radio people in Pittsburgh. Roy Fox and Mike Levine and O'Brien and Garrett. We just lost both of them. They died within a couple of months ago. Larry O'Brien and John Gary. We're talking about the late great Doug Hirth too, who I stole a lot of stuff from. And the story was that Doug was an exterminator in Florida. And he was driving around. He would drive around all day in his exterminator truck and listen to this radio station and finally called in and said, you know, I've been listening to your station all day, and this can't be so hard to do. I mean, if you guys are doing it. And they said, okay, smart guy. If you're so smart, why don't you come in here and do it for a while? And so he did. That was the true story that Doug Hirth told. I don't know if that's true or not. He's not around for me to ask him now. We've got more news for you coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll also hear from Park Overall and the guys at the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. I hope you're enjoying this. If you're not, tune over to KDKA. They probably got some pretty good infomercials on right now. Probably give you some investment advice or else talk about vaccines for your pets. I don't know. What do I know? They never talk about us. Why am I talking about them?
You're from
Penguins traded forwards Cody Glass and Jonathan Gruden to the New Jersey Devils in exchange for prospects Chase Stillman and Max Graham, as well as a third-round draft pick. The Pens also re-signed defenseman Ryan Shea to a one-year deal. The 28-year-old is now under contract through 2026 and will make $900,000 next season. In spring training baseball, Paul Skeens pitched into the fourth inning as the Pirates beat the Orioles 9-5 on Thursday night. The Buccos are playing the Atlanta Braves today in Venice, Florida. In college basketball action, your number 25 ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans women's team beat Bridgewater State 69-58 last night in the first round of the Division III tournament in Baltimore. They advanced to the second round to play Johns Hopkins tonight at 7:15. The Pitt men host Boston College tonight at the Peterson Events Center in their final regular season game. The Panthers did not earn a first round bye in the ACC tournament, so they'll be playing in the first round on Tuesday in North Carolina. And the Duquesne men wrap up their regular season tonight when they play at St. Louis University.
Weather.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39, clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66.
Radio 9 with more music, more often. Here's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, bringing Sherry down your street in high fidelity.
Sure. to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Do we need to make the Department of Education more efficient? I believe we do. Do we need to destroy it and wreak havoc for working class families across this country? Absolutely not.
Progressive Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says a coordinated effort is underway to privatize public schools. President Donald Trump plans to sign an executive order directing Secretary of Education Linda McMahon to begin closing the department as far as allowed by law. Staff have already been warned of deep program cuts and layoffs. Meanwhile, at least five GOP-led states want to let local school boards deny enrollment to undocumented students. Tennessee State Representative William Lamberth says lawmakers bear no responsibility for the children of those migrants.
We want to focus on legal citizens and U.S. citizens, especially when it comes to our limited dollars in the budget every single year.
The policy may violate the 1982 Supreme Court decision, which says children get a free public education regardless of immigration status. Supporters say they're eager to see if the current court would overturn that ruling. House lawmakers have voted to censure Texas Congressman Al Green for disrupting Trump's address to Congress this week. 10 Democrats voted with Republicans. Amidst more last-minute tariff pauses, the stock markets again fell sharply. Trump said he will suspend many Mexican and Canadian levies until next month. The Dow fell by 1% Thursday. The administration aims to cancel the leases for dozens of National Park Service buildings. The locations are part of a larger list of hundreds of federal properties Trump says he wants to sell. The race for a Wisconsin Supreme Court seat is on track to become one of the most expensive judicial races in history. Billionaire Elon Musk is pouring money into TV ads for the conservative candidate. Musk's Tesla company sued the state for blocking new dealerships there, a case which could end up before the court. Ben Wickler leads the state Democratic Party.
So it's now clear that the attack on American democracy and the functioning of government isn't limited to the federal level. Elon Musk wants it all.
A new study reveals state abortion bans are pushing women out of the workforce and changing where people want to live. One in five prospective parents told the survey they moved or knew someone who had due to abortion restrictions. Melissa Mahoney with the Institute for Women's Policy Research says young people are not willing to trade their health for a paycheck.
The labor markets in states that protect abortion tend to be more welcoming for women with higher wages, greater access to health insurance, also a stronger labor force participation.
Mahoney says they estimate the bans in 17 states are costing the economy more than $60 billion a year. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39, clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66.
This is 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jim Lemming and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Matahari and her skeletons in the closet. Another segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airways,
Jay Thurber.
To let you know, I can really shake them down.
Cause a little
what's going on there, but we're hitting some audio potholes, aren't we? All right, that's enough out of you. You've bothered me for the last time. We'll fix that later. Radio 9 broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee, with the sounds of Pittsburgh. Here's Jimmy Beaumont, the Skyliner, says, "I don't have you" on Radio 9. Station, wasn't it? 13, you know, it was 13Q. 13 U's at the end of since I don't have, I never counted that before. That's the first time I've ever learned that. I've learned something new.
You can see I have nothing to do. It's the sound of the old day. Jay Berger. Just
for you. Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong.
Tell me what is wrong with me, yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the things this woman do to me. But oh, let me tell you, I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yeah.
Cooking with Sam Cook here on Radio 9. Coming up next, the guys from the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum. And then later on in this hour, we'll talk with Park Overall here in Greenville, Tennessee. Right now, Roy Orbison on Radio 9.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby. There goes my
talking off the air, Roy Orbison has a connection to this part of Tennessee that I was not aware of. He was from Hendersonville, Tennessee, which is Sumner County, which I'm not sure where that is. That's at the central part of, that's in the Nashville area. So that's the central part of Tennessee. But he has we're in eastern Tennessee. He's got a connection that's kind of tragic. He and his wife were riding their motorcycles, 1966. Roy Orbison and his wife, her name was Claudette, I believe, were riding their motorcycles. She was struck by a pickup truck, and she died at the hospital. She was only 25 years old. So that's a sad story out of Bristol, Tennessee. We've got a happier story, though, and that is if you're ever out in that Bristol, Knoxville area and you want to see some trains, if you're a train buff, you're going to want to swing past Bulls Gap, Tennessee. We've been making jokes about that this whole time, but we stopped in there yesterday and talked to the guys at the Railroad Museum. It sounded a little something like this.
My name is Pete Koji, and we are in Bulls Gap, Tennessee.
Tell us about Bulls Gap, Tennessee. The railroad kind of built this town, huh?
It was actually a little bit before the railroad, okay. But the railroad is important to Bulls Gap because this was the hub for getting things out of the area and also into the area.
For people, we'll be listening in Pittsburgh, so for people in Pittsburgh, tell them located in relation to, let's say, Bristol.
From Bristol, we're straight down the A-line by about 90 miles.
Okay. You said it's a little bit before the railroad. When did people start settling down here?
In the middle 1800s, and the railroad came through in 1869.
What brought them down here?
Westward expansion.
Okay.
This was actually the path that they would take on the way to go to the Cumberland Gap. They would come through, work their way back up through the river, and then over the hills.
Good farming territory? Good lumbering territory? What were they doing down here?
As they passed through, farming mostly. Yeah. Okay. Agriculture.
Okay. Now, we're in the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum. Tell us about the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum, which is a pretty fun detour, especially if you love trains.
We love trains. It's been here in this building for 10 years, but we've been in Bull's Gap for 40 years.
Okay.
We have a history that goes back over to where the community center is.
Okay.
And that's where we were set up originally. We've been in this building for 10 years. We're still looking to expand, mm-hmm. but we're as close as we can get to the track without being on the track. So this is really the best place to have a railroad museum.
And this is the old company store for the railroad, isn't it?
Yes, this building was used as the commissary. We've got clothing in display cases just like they would have had at the time.
Now, last time we were down here, we went up to Bristol to the Country Music Museum. And, of course, they have a big exhibit for Tennessee Ernie Ford, and he's got that song 16 Tons about, oh, and you're so old at the company store. What was a company store for people who were younger?
Company store, it was a place that anybody on the railroad could get whatever they needed for their house, whether it's dry goods or groceries or clothing, whatever it needed. And then they would take a portion out of the paycheck. And so
that's where you owe your soul to the company store, is you owe more than you had in your paycheck to the company store sometimes.
Exactly. And that's why a lot of them had a hard time leaving, because they weren't allowed to leave because they owed money to the railroad.
So they come down here to Bull's Gap if they're down here for a race in Bristol, or for maybe they're going down to the U of T in Knoxville and they pull off the highway here to take a look. What will they see here at the Bull's Gap Railroad Museum?
They'll see a number of layouts.
Model train layouts.
Yep. Because we enjoy our model railroading, but we've got lots of photos, lots of artifacts, historical books, record books and ledgers, but just everything is railroad connected. Lanterns,
a lot of old historic pictures and all kinds of stuff. Tools.
Yeah. Most of the artifacts are from the local area, give or take 50 miles or so.
Okay, and you're all volunteers down here.
We're all volunteers. We're a 501c3 corporation. We receive no support from anything, so we just kind of we do our own thing the way the state lets us. But we're all volunteer. No one's on the pay.
I saw some pictures of a music festival. Do you have music down here in the summertime?
In the Archie Campbell, we'll have... Okay.
Archie Campbell, who was one of the stars of Hee Haw, and I was excited when I found out we were coming here, because I grew up watching Hee Haw every Saturday night. So to come down here and get to see the Archie Campbell Museum was kind of a treat. But they've got stuff happening in the summertime here?
Yes, it varies. Different things happen. We had an open house here in the museum last August. We may do it again. It was our 10th year anniversary in this building. There used to be a picnic on the porch here. Now it's been moved to Whitesburg,
okay,
so they could get closer on the highway. But there's always something happening here in Bull's Gap.
Okay. What's the best way to find out about stuff? They have a website or anything?
We have a website, and the town has a website.
Okay.
So those are the best ways.
So Google Bull's Gap, and you can find out what's going on if you're going to be in this eastern Tennessee, western North Carolina area.
We have a YouTube channel as well, so there's videos.
And also, if you come down here, they've got video screens of different railroad areas from around the country that you can watch trains from all over the country while you're watching trains out the front door. This is the Norfolk Southern Railroad here.
Yes, we're on the A line of the Norfolk Southern. So, when you hear a whistle, you have to look to see if it's coming from one of our monitors or if it's coming from outside.
Well, it's a real treat. Thank you so much for letting us take a walk around. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks,
yes, thank you very much to the guys at the Bull's Gap Railroad Museum. And here's a song for them by Johnny Cash.
Hey, porter, hey, porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, cause I want to look around. Hey, porter, hey, porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell? And ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell. Smoke and I have to strain my eyes, but ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please, cause I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey, porter, hey, porter, please get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Go tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're not so far from home, so take it easy on the steam.
train. I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell an engineer, I said thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. I'm gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air.
Johnny Cash on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee. It's just about 2:23, much more music time. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bar, bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You know, it's a stressful world out there. You turn on the news and there's bad news on there. And then you get a bill and then you come home and the cat threw up on the carpet and the dog pooped in the living room. And it's just, you know, you're just stressed out all the time. And then the credit card comes due and the car breaks down. And it's like a country and western song. You know, if you play a country and western song backwards, you know what happens? You get your dog back, you get your job back, you get your pickup truck back. Anyways. The recipe, the anecdote for all that, or the antidote for all of that stress in your life is smooth, relaxing, and easy. It's a little bit of friendly talk and plenty of beautiful music everyone knows. But maybe you've never heard it quite this way. It's all those soft vocal instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, and 70s with occasional moments of silliness. Join Eric O'Brien Saturdays at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy right here on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. And don't forget to check in with him. He's got a website, pbrtv.com/SRE.
But you got to remember some of that stuff you probably don't want back.
It's the songs you can't remember from the station you're trying to forget. And the music keeps going with the sound of the Exciters from 1962 on Radio 9. Exciters. On Radio 9, coming up, we'll talk to Park Overall from Greenville, Tennessee. She has made the transition from acting to activism, and we're going to talk about that. She's quite a character, and I appreciate her taking some time to talk with us. Broadcasting from Greenville, Tennessee, along with my father-in-law, Dave Ritter. I'm Jay Thurber. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30. Here's Herman's Hermits.
Penguins traded forwards Cody Glass and Jonathan Gruden to the New Jersey Devils in exchange for prospects Chase Stillman and Max Graham, as well as a third-round draft pick. The Pens also re-signed defenseman Ryan Shea to a one-year deal. The 28-year-old is now under contract through 2026 and will make $900,000 next season. In spring training baseball, Paul Skeens pitched into the fourth inning as the Pirates beat the Orioles 9-5 on Thursday night. The Buccos are playing the Atlanta Braves today in Venice, Florida. In college basketball action, your number 25-ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans women's team beat Bridgewater State 69-58 last night in the first round of the Division III tournament in Baltimore. They advanced to the second round to play Johns Hopkins tonight at 7:15. The Pitt men host Boston College tonight at the Peterson Events Center in their final regular season game. The Panthers did not earn a first-round bye in the ACC tournament, so they'll be playing in the first round on Tuesday in North Carolina. And the Duquesne men wrap up their regular season tonight when they play at St. Louis University.
Weather.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39, clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66.
Action Radio.
We are in Greenville, Tennessee, and probably one of the most famous exports of Greenville, Tennessee, other than Andrew Johnson, is actress Park Overall. You've seen her on Empty Nest, also in the movies Biloxi Blues, Mississippi Burning, Talk Radio, and In the Family. She was raised in Greenville, Tennessee, and makes her home there, where she has made the transition from acting to activism. Good afternoon, Park. How are you?
We call it the G-Spot, Greenville.
Yeah. They don't have that on the, how come they don't have that on the signs or the license plates? I don't understand.
You know, the Greenville Sun, which is a paper full of religion and beauty pageants, I call it the G-Spot Sun.
Well, I started following you on Facebook, and I don't want to cast aspersions on the Greenville Sun, goodness knows, but I started following you on Facebook because I was learning more about what was going on, that we've got relatives
that
down
here. That wasn't aspersions. That was just the truth.
I learned more about what's going on in East Tennessee from your Facebook than I do from the local paper.
Yeah, the Hill people are pretty tight-lipped. It's true.
So what is it? You know, I said this to you on the phone off the air. It is easy for me to live in Pittsburgh, which is a blue area, as they call it, and be outspoken and complain about the president and Elon Musk and the rest of what's going on in the world. It's a whole lot different to be in East Tennessee in complaining about it. But you are very outspoken about some of the things that are going on. How do you do that? Where do you find the courage to do that?
Well, I tell you what's interesting about that. Too is over the years on Facebook, my audience has grown. Audience, let's call them friends on Facebook. My Facebook friends have grown, and I think that many of them were afraid to say anything in East Tennessee because it's such an unpopular thing to be a liberal or a progressive. And I'm very proud of the friends that I have on Facebook because they had nowhere to go.
Well, I'll
and
tell
now
you,
we can talk about it now.
I'll tell you a story related to that. The last time we were down here, I needed a haircut, and I hopefully I won't give too much away, or I won't give this guy away. But I went to one of the local barber shops, and I guess he picked up that I'm not from Tennessee. And the president came on television, because he had the television on. The president came on television, and he said, "How do you want your hair?" And I have a lot of bald spot in the middle. And he said, "How do you want your hair cut?" And I said, "I don't want it cut like that with the comb over." And he laughed, and he kind of leaned real down and whispered in my ear, and he said, He said, "I wish he spent as much time being a decent human being as he does working on his hair every morning."
Interesting.
But he had to, there were other people in the barbershop, and he didn't want anybody else to hear. And this guy told me he had learned to cut hair in the Army. So there's other people out there, but like you said, I think they're afraid to say anything.
They're afraid here because, you know, the mountain people, they're heavy into religion. And somehow religion got messed up in this. And I think that, you know, if you are a gay, then you ain't got no business with the Lord or anybody. And it all got screwed up here. And it's because the mountains are cut off. They're opening up more, and there are a lot of more Yankees coming down here. And I was at I was getting a cataract removed, and there was a man sitting across from me in shorts. The room was freezing. He was with his wife, and I said, "You must be a Yankee." I was kidding because it was so cold in the room, and he said, "That's right."
So people kind of reach out to you because they find a kindred spirit and someone who's willing to speak up?
Well, yeah. Okay. And that's the thing. They didn't have a place to discuss it and feel open about it. The president, as far as I'm concerned, is a madman. And the apparently the Musk boy is on ketamine, allegedly. They're saying that. I don't know. I don't know, but I know that to them two people's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
And the meanness is what's so upsetting. It's just mean. My fear is that they're not going to follow the court's orders, and then we will have a real constitutional crisis. We'll see. Because we'll know within the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's... they're already, I see, Amy Coney Barrett, who is not exactly a raving liberal. She's getting a lot of criticism already on the talk radio and Fox News.
Bless because her
heart.
I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of... Roberts for standing up and doing the right thing. What's interesting about this is that according to Rachel Maddow, I haven't researched it myself, so I'll say that according to Rachel Maddow, the ruling from the Supreme Court on U.S. aid, and I personally, Park, have been worried about little children dying and women not having a hospital to have a baby in and so forth. And I don't care if they're black, and I don't care if they're in the Philippines. I don't give a damn where they are. They're human beings. And this is a global world. And our strength has been that we help people all over the world. So when this U.S. aid thing was taken up by the Supreme Court, it worried me. And I believe it took them 5 days to rule, which is too damn long when people are dying. But they ruled in the favor of the angels. Now, what's wrong with that is what Rachel said last night was that it was a namby-pamby ruling and that it wasn't signed.
Yeah.
So you tell me, when did humanity become something people were scared of?
Where do you...
How did that happen?
Where do you get this interest from? And where do you get this passion?
I'm going to tell you where it come from, and it's so interesting to me because I didn't figure it out until late in life. Park is my first name, but apparently we were Mac Parks. Came over, dropped the Mac, and we were the yeoman keepers of the park.
Okay.
I didn't know it, and I didn't know why I was so interested. Nobody was... Park, where did you get this? I don't know. And it was, I'm really into the environment in a major, violent way. And that's where I got it. It's bonular.
It's right down to the DNA. Park Overall is on the phone
it
with
really
us.
It really is.
For a couple of minutes here from Greenville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
So now do you get when people see you out and about in town, do you get the stink eye from people who know that you're pretty left of center, or the people kind of are people polite? We have what we call Yankee politeness or Northern politeness.
And my shout out to all actresses. For a long time, I was recognized and spoken to, and you know, like when I was in Applebee's and some woman just stuck out her arm, pulled me in, took a picture, and we didn't even speak. It was just darling, you know. So now no one recognized me because it's been so long ago. So there's a certain sadness that comes with that. That the joy that I used to seem to bring to people, you know, they don't recognize me now, and I miss that where they did know me and wanted a picture, and it meant a lot to me, you know. So my shout out to all aging actresses that are no longer recognized because we've aged, you know. But it means a lot to me. Do I get the stink eye? No, okay. I think that people are a little bit afraid.
Oh.
Of me, because I would not. I don't respond well to hostility of any kind.
You don't suffer. You don't seem to suffer fools gladly, for sure. You don't.
I do not, no. And I'm very redneck about it. And I just as soon curse you if you wanna. F with me, I'll F back. But I generally try to be a lady for my parents.
We're talking with Park Overall. We're down here in Greenville, Tennessee, as you've been heard me talking with my father-in-law, Dave, here on the radio earlier, and we talked to the folks up at the Bulls Camp Railroad Museum. What was it like growing up in Greenville when you were a kid?
Limited and narrow.
Okay.
I grew up with a progressive father, mm-hmm. and a English professor mother, both Democrats. And East Tennessee at that time was more, I think, right-wing than it is even is now.
Even now, okay.
Yeah, it's always... Middle and West used to be Democratic.
Okay.
But it changed, and now the whole state has gone crazy red. And it was limited and narrow, but I didn't know it. I had to go to Hollywood to realize, I'll never forget, I said to Marsha Warfield, who was on our show, mm-hmm. Oh, Marsha, you look great. Blacks look good in red.
Oh.
And she, without a beat, said to me, and Tennesseans look good in sheets. And I'm like, oh, I've stepped over a line here.
That you didn't even know was a line, huh?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I, it took a lot of years for me to learn that many of the things I grew up thinking just were ludicrously racist, and I had no idea. And I had to get out there in the world and be educated on that. My parents weren't. It just was silly stuff that I didn't know any better. You get out there and you meet black people that aren't, over on Railroad Street, and aren't talked about, and aren't, they're out in the world and they're somebody, and they are not what you thought they were, and they're not what you thought they were here either. It was just a kind of racism that I didn't know I even had. Well, and I'm very ashamed of it now, and I've grown a lot over the years, and I'm glad that I got out of here to learn those things.
Well, I'd love to tell you that Pittsburgh was a lot better, but Pittsburgh, of course, people don't realize it is part of Appalachia, and I would say that some of the attitudes are not that different.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Across the world, there's this racism, and it's on the rise.
Yeah.
And it's deeply distressing, because in America, my dear, all men are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, when Elon Musk turned around and did that salute, that Nazi salute, and then tried to claim it was Roman or whatever. The hell it was. I mean, come on, it was what it was. That's scary.
Yeah.
That is really, really scary. That is scary.
I want to talk to you about your passion for the environment, too, because that's something else that is under, it seems like it's kind of under attack right now.
My passion for the environment is very, very strong.
You must be the champion filer of Right to Know Act requests in Tennessee in terms of trying to get information about water pollution and air pollution. How is that going for you?
Well, I just filed a lawsuit a bit ago, and I won against the state of Tennessee, TDEC, Tennessee Division of Environment and Conservation. I won. I've got another one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very proud of that. And I realized, it took me too long to realize, if you're going to change anything, they're not going to do it. You're going to have to sue them. And it's too bad that... And I work well with them. Mm-hmm. I really do. I have kind of lost patience with them now, but I do work well with them. I have my own liaison. I just adore her. What I've seen happen in East Tennessee, and then they want to say, we don't have anything to do with local government. Oh, so you're going to let the local government break the law because you don't have anything, you don't have any say over it? Then what good are you? What am I paying for? What are we all paying you for? I don't have any more patience with it. And Nuclear Fuel Service is a renegade, legendary nuclear rattle trap. You know, we've got a public hearing we've asked for, and I bet we get it this time. And I'm going to tell you, we did the test. We found bomb-grade uranium-235, 6, and 9 all the way to the French abroad. We drank this water and some plutonium. We did the cancer study. We did. Did the EPA? No. Did the NRC?
No.
The Nuclear Red Commission? No. We did. And so those people are still trying to kill us all, and we're just a disposable community. And I'm going to tell you, I'm done. You know, and we got some serious women on that. Women that are, honey, we got a wall of fat-assed women down here. We standing up to the NRC and the EPA, all of them.
Why do you think?
Here's how they.
We're talking with Park overall. Why do you think women are willing to stand up and not the guys?
Because they know that the children, they get down on the floor with the children, they're more apt to pick up cancer.
Gotcha.
Because they're down there rolling in those radionuclides. They're down on the floor with the children. They're soaking in a bath when it's all absorbed in their thighs. They're trying to rest up, and they got 20 minutes in the bathtub, and they're getting cancer. It's the same everywhere. Love Canal, all of it. And the president now, you know, I may lose my lawsuit because of this president. Because he's just going to wreck all of the environmental protections. He already is. He already is. And all we can do as people is speak up and fight it. It's the only way. And we got complacent.
Yeah.
We got settled in. And now look what's happening to us.
Everything that we thought was settled is unsettled all of a sudden. We've got Park Overall on the phone for a few more minutes. We're broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee. What advice would you have for someone? Because people hear this and people are scared to speak up. People are scared. They have something going on maybe in their local area and they don't know. How did you get involved? And what's your advice for someone who wants to get involved?
Don't be fearful.
Yeah.
If you believe in something, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what your neighbors think of you or what anyone thinks of you. Now, I have a friend that says to me, Park, that's easy for you to say you don't have children. And that's true. However, what are you teaching your children if you're fearful and not able to follow through on what you believe in? You have to do the right thing. We're running short on ethics and dignity right now. And we need to remember the old orators and the old ideals of America. Truth, dignity, where we shared and we were reaching out to bring all people freedom. We're losing that. We're losing that. And then who are we? Just another country. Just another sad sack country. Nobody. And that's where we're headed. And I don't want to see that happen. Anybody my age, you're much younger than me, anybody my age remembers dignity and ethics and orator, or the great orators, you know. What was his name? Robert Byrd.
Yeah.
He may have been a racist, but by God, he could give a speech. You know, those guys knew how to give a speech. There's a French guy that just gave a speech, I believe, at the UN yesterday. It's making the news, too. Look it up. Look it up. It's brilliant. He says this is now the court of Nero and Musk is on ketamine and the court jester. I mean, it's a very powerful speech. You know, we're aligning with Russia. Sure. Sure. Let's change the whole world order since World War II. Why not?
Well, that'll be fun. Does anything give you hope? I mean, we're starting to see pushback. There's protests at Tesla dealerships.
Honey, let me tell you, these town halls across the world are lighting up my night sky. Are they not wonderful, what's happening all across America? And then some silly, you know, congressman says, well, I think we need to cut waste, fraud, and abuse, and the whole audience boos. It's pretty exciting. I've never seen people turn out like they're turning out now in a long time. I'm thrilled. I have hope. Do you?
I wish people would be involved all the time, not just when there's something bad happening. I think that would be more useful. Yeah, I think that would be more useful. You know, citizenship is not just voting once a year or whatever, or every 2 years.
We got comfortable and we got lazy.
Yeah.
And a country is only as diligent as its people. And we all thought everybody was going to take care of us. I can promise you TDEC, Tennessee Division of Environmental Conservation, is not taking care of you. I can promise you the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is not taking care of you. I can prove it. I can prove it. You know, and I have the paperwork to prove it. So, and as I said, we did those studies, not the NRC. Boy, and when the National Academy of Sciences, Linda, got them to come in here, they were going to study nuclear fuel surfaces, and the EPA, I mean, the NRC pulled the money. Well, I bet they did. They can't afford for you to know the truth. They can afford it.
Well, Park, I have enjoyed your work for years. I've enjoyed following you on the internet. I have not even asked you about any of your acting work because I just think your activism here over the last 20 years or so is been kind of a... It gives me a little bit of hope that someone can make a difference. So I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us about your work.
Thank you. Hello to Pittsburgh. I have friends up there.
You do have probably more than you even realize, so thank you. This is supposed to be a music show, though, so I should ask you, is there a song I could play for you from the 60s or 70s? I always like to take a request if I talk to someone on a phone.
Hey, kids, what that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Buffalo Springfield. Was that Buffalo Springfield?
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I could certainly do that.
You can find
Park Overall on Facebook. You can keep up with the news from East Tennessee that you won't see in the, what did you call it? The beauty pageants?
The G-Spot Sun. The Greenville Sun.
Park Overall has been on the phone with us for a few minutes. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us here.
You're a doll. Thank you for thinking of me, darling. Appreciate it.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind. Are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep to your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound?
Well, that's about going to wrap up this week's installment from Greenville, Tennessee. I'd like to thank Dave Ritter for the coffee and conversation.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Come back again when you can't stay as long.
What if people were coming down here, what would you recommend they see? Probably the Carr Museum. When we've talked about that last time we were down here. Probably the Carr Museum, or even the Greene County has a nice little museum, too.
And then the Andrew Johnson Memorial.
And the Andrew Johnson Memorial. So, if you're down here in this area, pull off the road and
set a spell. Go to Tipton's Cafe for some for some lunch or breakfast. They'll feed you. They'll treat you right.
Cool place.
That is a very cool place too. So lots to see and do here. But we were down here to see some family and see Dave and my sister-in-law and what a lovely family they have too. The kids had a good time at the train museum, and you have a new granddaughter too.
Cute little cutie
named Emily. So for Emily and Liam and Ender and Barb and Dave and everyone else down here who's been so kind to us, thank you so much. And check in with me
at the website at jthurbershow.com or on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. Sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him touch you and watch what happens when someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart. Let him find you and watch what cold, maybe just afraid to be broken again.